This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness.
You just downloaded an extended episode of Hash It Out with Jane. I'm your host, Jane Hash. Joining me today is naturopathic doctor Loren Lariner, affectionately known as Dr. Ren. It's about to get hot and steamy up in here, so make yourself comfortable. Dr. Ren, also known as America's naturopathic sweetheart, welcome back to Hash It Out with Jane.
How you doing, Jane?
Awesome, now that you're here. When we chatted last year, you had a regular job, yet you were a holistic crusader in your spare time. Tell us about your career change and what your new title means.
Wowza, Jane. Well, yeah. On September 25th, 2013, I broke up with my former life and left my 13-year thankless state career with the state of New Jersey to pursue my holistic health crusade full force and full time, because I felt that I could make a bigger difference outside of the system than in it. And I did not make that decision lightly. I used to say, since I got that job the day after my 18th birthday, that I would get out by the time I was 30, and I trickled over just a little bit, made certain I was vested in my pension and had my ducks in a row to really, you know, take the world on by storm. And actually, Jane, ironically enough, and you probably watched this show, it was called Reaper on TV a few years ago, where the DMV was actually the portal to hell in the show, and the people would go around and capture all the souls that had escaped and were tormenting, you know, the third dimension, and take them to the DMV and send them back to hell. So when I worked for that particular entity, we would all joke, my cool co-workers and I, we would say, because they were wonderful people I worked with, really, and I learned a lot, actually, and applied that to naturopathy. But we would all say, oh, it's another day at the portal to hell. And I'll tell you something, Jane, ironically enough, my very last paycheck, which was prorated just from some residual income, was for the amount of $666.76. So, I mean, if you know, the angelic and higher realms were not trying to tell me something, there's my sign. And also, when I submitted my email to resign in good standing so that I could put myself out there more publicly, because let's face it, I was doing undercover investigative work and things of that nature. Well, I just couldn't put myself out there publicly the way I would have needed to be where I'm at today. But when I hit send, I noticed afterward on that good standing letter of resignation that the time it was set was at 2:22 p.m. which is planting the seed for a greater future in angelic numerology.
So now that you are a naturopathic doctor, do you have an office where you see clients?
I do. Actually, Jane, I'm headquartered right here in the great state of New Jersey that I love so dearly, out of the Phoenix Institute of Holistic Health and Research, and that's located at 100 Valley Road in Montclair, New Jersey. It is also the headquarters for our Holistic Chamber of Commerce meetings, because, as you know, I'm the president of the New Jersey Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and they refer to me here at home as New Jersey's First Lady of Naturopathy. But I also am able to see clients out privately, of course, because I do more crusading and radio, TV, social media, but I do see clients privately out of the New York City area. There's a few office locations that I use space at there, and I do have a setup in Los Angeles as well, in a very nice holistic bed and breakfast that we refer to as SADDLE, which is an acronym for the Southern Arts District Dynamic Living Experiment.
So you are basically anywhere you need to be.
That is correct. So I am bi-coastal now.
So in following you on social media,
I see that you've been the MC for some major holistic events lately and met some pretty cool celebrities along the way. Tell us about some of your experiences and highlights.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's a thrill. I mean, you know that I help event coordinate out of the New York Open Center, and through that connection, I have been very fortunate to just fall into assisting some top name holistic celebrities like Deepak Chopra, Joel Fuhrman, Ida Mae Gaskin, Deborah Pascali Bonero, and a friend of mine who's originally from New Jersey, Mr. David Wolf. I was fortunate to be able to tag along his East Coast tour promoting longevity and assisting, where at the time, my book, The Chakra Journey, had only been out a few months, and he was gracious enough to tweet it, and it went from Lulu to Amazon in 2 weeks. I mean, the power of that man's tweet. He is the biggest buying influence in the world, really. But I really like him because, you know, he entertains my OCD, and he's a guy who really walks his talk, and he's just very admirable and a big inspiration to me. However, when I was just out in California, I was able to MC the Raw Living Expo, and the weekend after was David's Longevity Now Conference, where I was blessed to work with Om Goddess Clothing and lead their fashion show on stage with David. So yeah, so then from longevity out there, I did a little bit more holistic health crusading around. I spoke at a school in Danville, California, which is up around the San Francisco area, before I came back to New Jersey to do the mundane thing of getting my taxes done and, you know, regrouping for this next few big events I've got lined up in the next 2 weeks.
So that's coming up.
Well, I was asked to speak at the Topanga Canyon Earth Day. And let me tell you, I fell in love with Topanga Canyon when I was out there. It just has this beautiful ambiance. When I was out in California, I got to sit on the committee for Earth Day. And then I got an email a few weeks later that they asked me to speak at their Earth Day. So on Saturday, April the 19th at 4:30 p.m., I will be speaking as a guest speaker at the Topanga Canyon Earth Day, and it will be on my wild-harvested chaga mushrooms that I biophotonically charge and make into tinctures. The website for more information on that is TopangaCanyonEarthDay.org. And if you look under guest speakers, you can scroll down, you'll see my name. And then I will be in San Diego for the Cure to Cancer Conference as an MC and stand-in keynote speaker. I've prepared a presentation on biophotonics and cancer, looking at cancer as a Hertz frequency and addressing it as such. The website for more information for the Cure to Cancer Conference is curetocancersummit.com.
And then I hop back over to Arizona, where I'll be meeting back up with David Wolf and his Fruit Tree Planting Foundation to plant fruit trees throughout Arizona and New Mexico, which is going to be super awesome sauce. My partner, the CEO and founder of the Phoenix Institute of Holistic Health and Research, Mr. Anthony Canello, we are right now co-authoring my third and his 11th book called Creation Shifts, where we talk about approaching relationships in an emotional, detached way as, you know, how can we help each other? What can we create here? What can we do instead of, you know, nitpicking all the nitty gritty? And we make it really fun and exciting, and we document our meeting, how we met, and our growth as far as a friendship and relationship to create this work. And we're also doing a video called Naturopath's First Kiss. Someone had mentioned to me, you know, hey, Ren, hey, Jane, did you see that video that girl did that went viral when she had 10 people kiss each other that, you know, didn't know each other up to date? So I was like, oh, yeah. Actually, Miss Crystal Wolf Gilbert had mentioned that to me. She said, you know, Ren, you should do something like that. And I thought about it. And I said, you know, that sounds like a pretty interesting idea, you know, to kind of document kind of the physiological responses that go on and everything that builds up to it. So Anthony and I made a pact, you know, we have never
been intimate in that way with each other. And we said, you know what, let's write this book together. Let's document all the different little idiosyncrasies and talk through our experiences and what we're going through. And we knew that it is helping us to heal ourselves and be able to talk about these things that I guess potential partners might go through and not really lay out on a table to kind of move through to for healing purposes and you know, just to cut it out of their own lives. So Anthony and I are going to work up and do this video to the point where we have decided that we are going to kiss for the first time ever on camera and then talk about, you know, how everything played out and how it is in that moment and moving on from that. And what's really great in this book, Creationships, is we dialogue a lot back and forth, and it's really funny. We talk about divine feminine. We talk about female leaders in history. We talk about Oprah. We talk about some really great, we give some really great quotes, and even, of course, I had to get my Lady Gaga in there. But running along the line of the book, I forgot to mention that my second published collaborative is coming out. It's making a Kindle debut this upcoming Thursday, April the 10th. It's called Step Into Your Vision 2.0, where I write a holistic spin on business manifestation. It's actually co-authored with Les Brown, John Assaraf, and Eric Lofholm, and a few other business-leading entrepreneurs, top business-leading entrepreneurs. So I'm super-duper excited about that. So that's my whirlwind of holistic health crusading for April, May-ish.
Right. So do you ever sleep?
Well, you know, Jade, I'm a nature path, and I know how to balance myself pretty well. I've been on this journey with myself, and yes, I do sleep, and I just know what I need for me, and it works.
So when you're not traveling, you make videos, and I've seen your series of videos that you have on YouTube right now, and at least one of them, you illustrate how to use one of my most favorite natural remedies. Tell us about your hot and steamy relationship with capsaicin.
Woo-hoo! Well, is that how you say it, capsaicin? I know in the video I call it capsicum because I've got this Jersey accent, and even though I've got this master herbalist degree thing on my wall, like, I still can't pronunciate certain words properly, like calculator, or I can't even say caprice, right? That's why I always wear my clam diggers down at the Jersey Shore. But yeah, capsicum, man, that is one of my all-time top five favorite herbs, and it is life-saving. I mean, that should be in everyone's naturopathic first aid kit. I wish I knew about that when I was younger. I mean, as you saw, I did the video, and then I did a follow-up video where I actually did get a bloody nose the one day, and I'm like, I need to shoot this and show just how important it is to have this herb, you know, on your in your presence at all times. That nosebleed actually didn't, it was a quick video. I think that video was about 6 or 7 minutes. And that was pretty elongated. Typically, I get my nosebleeds up much faster with that herb. I guess just because I put some pressure on myself putting it on video and knowing that, you know, it was going out there into the rabbit hole of the universe via social media. But yeah, capsicum, man, as you saw right there on the spot, I got that nosebleed to stop.
So for those that haven't seen the video yet, you shot that right up your nose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would have got a little more dirty with it in a good way if I wasn't on camera. You know, I would have made a little bit more love to it, but I got camera shy. I'm not there just yet.
So did, when you shot the capsicum, which also is cayenne, so it's a pepper, when you shot it up your nose, did it hurt?
Well, I did mention that you do feel a little residual burning. It's not unbearable. And let me tell you, like, I would rather have just that little bit of tingling sensation than, you know, having to go to the hospital and have a cauterized or bleeding out honestly. But I do mention that as far as I've been educated, if you're having a heart attack, if it's certainly a true heart attack, that it won't burn. Because a lot of times people mistake gas for heart pain or agita or whatever. So if you want to kind of experiment on yourself and you think you're having some heart issues, you take the capsicum and it's hot, that means you're not really having like a true heart issue, supposedly.
Dr. Christopher used to lecture about that. He claimed that using tincture of capsicum would actually stop a heart attack. The reason I was so excited when I saw you shooting that capsicum up your nose is many years ago, I had a horrible case of pink eye. And I did the same thing, but with my eye.
Yeah.
And people think I am crazy, which I'm not disputing. But the cayenne in your eye burns for a few seconds, but then it's just a discomfort. It's not debilitating pain.
Right. And you know how you get that wind burn, the cornea kind of like, it's like this overgrowth film on your eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of using the capsicum to alleviate and get rid of that as well, instead of necessarily having, you know, eye surgery or whatever.
I would absolutely rather have capsaicin in my eye than a freaking laser beam.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all for the conscious, holistic consumer to educate themselves on, do some research, you know, consult a trained naturopath. And I even spoke on my video, and for those of you, please, I'd love for you to go watch my video. You can find it at holistichealthcrusade.com or my Facebook fan page is Dr. Ren. But I talk about how when I was in a situation once and I had switched purses and I wasn't carrying around my monogrammed Louis Vuitton bag that we all know I hippied out with the little trinkets and angel keychains and things, and I carry freckles in there, my primary totem animal, and I got my name on it with my two favorite colors so that it's a theft deterrent in the Whole Foods when I leave it in my cart and go for like some organic bananas. But the one day I switched purses and I didn't put the capsicum in there, and I was in an office on camera where my nose just started bleeding. And everybody came around and they said, you know, hold your head back, pinch your nose, whatever. And I'm like, no, you know, does anybody have any capsicum? And no one, of course, knew, as usual, in those environments, what I'm talking about. And I'm like, wait, you know, go to the employee break room, fish. You've got to have some hot sauce. I saw you putting on your chicken wings. Go get me the hot sauce, right? So, all right, they're not going to argue with me because I'm refusing to do what they say. So they go and they get the hot sauce, and sure enough, lo and behold, right from their eyes, because I remember that the cayenne pepper is a primary ingredient in hot sauce. I shot that and sucked that up my nose, and it stopped right in front of their eyes, and you know, they couldn't believe it, could not believe it. So.
I'm sure they will remember that day forever. So, okay, Dr. Ren. You are a naturopathic expert. You are
very holla at your naturopath, baby. Holla at your naturopath.
You are very well spoken. And to put it bluntly, you are hotter than capsaicin.
Ow!
You could easily host the naturopathic version of the Oprah Winfrey Show. What is next on your agenda? What are you going to do with this package of yours?
Right? Well, you know, I got a lot of things going on. My first company, Mala Cow Girl, we've got some marketers developing that into a bath and body line. I just opened my second company, DrRenRecommends.com, and the vision for that is like an online health directory. So, you know, a lot of beautiful things are in the works. I'm really going to make some big, big decisions when I'm back on the East Coast the end of May as to where to take this more publicly. I've been fortunate and blessed to be solicited by some big names in media, TV, etc. So I can't really talk too much about that right now, but it's going to be good, and I just want to make sure I sit down with my Dr. Ren Recommends team to make the best decisions on where to take this to benefit everyone overall. Because I definitely, you know, just like everyone, you know, you don't want to sell out. You want to stay true to your roots and your core passion. And for me, that's holistic health and naturopathy. You know, and I've been getting a few really, really funny terms, like the holistic Oprah thrown around the other day. A celebrity chef called me the holistic Rachel Ray, because on my Instagram, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it's Dr_Ren. I've been doing some vids of local healthy places to eat, especially around New Jersey, because we're really up and coming. We're really activating here, you know, and having more of the beautiful, amazing, nutritious options available. As you probably saw the article I sent you, Jane, how we got kale into the Super Bowl. You know, some really good Samaritans here in New Jersey were able to get kale into Giant Stadium for the Super Bowl. So my hats off to them. You know, big Jersey love smooches. Mwah, fist pump.
Awesome. So next time we chat, maybe it will be on your TV show.
That's a very good possibility, Jade. I mean, you guys haven't seen the last of me yet. I'm on fire. Because right now, simultaneously, this is the most joyful yet terrified I've ever been in my whole life. But I have to keep remembering to tell myself to enjoy the journey. And it's really funny because I've never been a fan of flying, and I fly a lot now. Anybody who knows me personally knows, like, I don't like to fly at all. Maybe because I don't feel in control. Like, I'll learn to be a pilot one day. I'll be Reverend President, Dr. Captain Ren, Esquire, or whatever. But for now, I always think about it as, you know, I like the takeoff. I like the landing. I wear my hemp, you know, to help protect from the radiation and try to sit in a center aisle. But, you know, just the part about being in the air, I'm kind of uneasy with. And when I was on the plane last time, I was like, man, you know, this is the part I need to enjoy, is this part being in the air. Like, you're going to get there. It's all good. You've got it in your vision, but just enjoy the journey. So that's what I'm working through myself, and that is shining through and really helping people. And I'm getting all this fan mail and, you know, presents and yumsies and things. And it's really nice to see it fruiting, and see when you see that you're making a difference in people's lives, no matter how small that is, it's really a beautiful feeling. It really makes you want to just reciprocate and give and keep going more and more. And I mean, I know I always had believed prior to breaking up with my former life and jumping into my magical life that what I did on a daily basis makes a difference. And it does for everybody, no matter what you're doing, as long as you're holding right intentions, even if you don't see the fruits of your labor or don't see them immediately, your space, your presence, what you're here contributing to this planet is making a difference. But I just am over the moon that I'm finally seeing it. I'm seeing the fruits.
You are your own best advertising. You have transformed more already than many people do in their entire lifetime. And now you are at a place where you can guide others to do the same thing. And I am just super excited to watch and see what happens next and be part of that journey with you.
Thank you, Jade. And you know, it's funny because, like you said, the last time we talked was before I took this leap of faith and went with the Holy Flow of Synchronicity and down the rabbit hole, the mycelium weave and everything. And I had a friend who, you know, the recent season or lifetime people come into our lives and we learn or get what we need, going along the lines of the creation shifts and how to recognize that. But there was a gentleman who I had crossed paths with in the scene here in New Jersey who, at the time, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to move to Hawaii. I'm going to take up residence in a cave. And I don't care what happens because I know what kind of dandelions to eat. And if the zombie apocalypse happens, you'll want this nature path on your side because I can shoot a bow like the modern day braver Pocahontas. So I'll be able to fend for myself. I'll be all right. And he says to me, he sits me down. He says, you got too much to offer this world. You've got too much knowledge. And you just got to do you and get out there and just go for it. And you not just go like sit in a cave and meditate like a yogini. Not that I wouldn't love to do that, but I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm like, let me try that first and see what happens.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Ren, for sharing your journey with us. And hey, boy, I'm excited to see what happens next.
Thank you, Jane Hash. I can't wait to build a little troll bridge so that you can ride up on my stage when I have it and come speak and, you know, host you.
I can't wait. Awesome. Thank you so much for hashing it out with me again. For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.